You're going to listen to a little PSA. I'll be right back.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Alrighty, thank you, Campus Pantry. Shout out, I've never been, but my friends have, and they cooked us a Thanksgiving meal from the Campus Pantry, so feeling grateful for the Campus Pantry. Hi guys, happy Friday. It's a little rainy outside right now in College Park, but I think it's a beautiful day because it is still quite warm, even though it's rainy. So it's kind of, the rain is kind of nice, kind of washes it away. All right, I haven't seen you guys in so long. Sorry about that. Sometimes you just can't be where you need to be. This is the truth. I'm going to get right into the poetry this week because that's honestly what really inspired me this week, especially taking time off from the show. I was really excited to find some excerpts for you guys. I have some Susan Sontag. This is from her book, At the Same Time. It's like one of her last writings, which I think is super special. I'm a really big fan of Gloria Anzaldúa's last book, which she died actually before she got to publish. I think it's really special in that way. This is just a little excerpt. I really identified with it. A writer, I think, is someone who pays attention to the world. That means trying to understand, take in, connect with what wickedness human beings are capable of, and not be corrupted, made cynical, superficial, by this understanding. Literature can tell us what the world is like. Literature can give standards and pass on deep knowledge. Incarnated in language and narrative, literature can train and exercise our ability to weep for those who are not us or ours. Who would we be if we could not sympathize with those who are not us or ours? Who would we be if we could not forget ourselves at least some of the time? Who would we be if we could not learn, become something other than what we are? And that is an excerpt from At the Same Time by Susan Sontag. I love, the ending is my favorite part. She mentions how forgetting ourselves and becoming something that we aren't, and how that helps with, honestly, in my opinion, like radical empathy. I think it's really beautiful. That being said, yeah, we're kind of getting into the craft this episode. I didn't even think about it. All I like wrote for the title of this episode is For the Real Ones, just because I didn't really know. Because like, honestly, like if you're here, you're a real one. Shout out if you're here. I'm going to open the Spinatron chat if you guys want to chat. Just go to Spinatron, go to Rhyme or Reason, if you're interested, okay? Yeah, and then the music I have today is pretty chills, as usual. I had something else to say. Oh, we're getting into the craft. Oh my gosh, and I also forgot to do the intro. Let me do the intro. Hey, guys. You're listening to Rhyme or Reason. If you haven't listened before, I'm gonna tell you how it goes. We read some poetry. We play some songs. Whether those songs and poetry fit thematically or just based off of vibes, there is always rhyme or reason. And for this episode, we're gonna go into the craft of just creating and creating art. So important. Okay, without further ado, we're going to listen to the music, and then I'm going to come back. And the next poem I have for you guys, I'm really excited about. But for the music, I have Shoulder by Ravi, and Mold by Lunar Vacation, because the real ones know I can't go a show without playing Lunar Vacation, my goat. Okay, enjoy, guys. I'll be back.
I'll still be changed.
Alrighty, welcome back. You just listened to Mold by Lunar Vacation, and then before that you listened to Shoulder by Rafi. Very chill. I like to start the episode very, oh my gosh, can you guys hear me? I feel like you can hear me better now. Hey there. Okay, so the next excerpt I have, next poem really, is by Khalil, is it Gibran? I think that's right. This is on work. I have a book of, like, a collection of works by Khalil Gibran, and he has some knowledge where it's like, how did he write this so long ago? Bro was alive from 1883 to 1931. And the stuff that, the content of his material, the stuff that he says, is quite applicable to today's society. And you'll see this. He comments on work. We're going into the craft for this episode. And there's a lot of insight. Okay, sorry if I'm a little slow, guys. It's 9 a.m. I feel like this happens every week. Okay, this is on work. I was introduced to this, actually, by my latest tattoo artist. Shout out to Melanie. I'm, like, not supposed to, like, shout anyone out, but, like, shout out. Like, y'all don't even know who she is. Like, shout out Melanie. But she, after she was done, or when she was close to finishing, it was a hand poke. Oh, context. I get to talk about my tattoo. It was a hand poke, and it's like a kind of like a ghost skeleton, x-ray flower on my sternum. And it took us like, I don't know. I got there at 12 and left at 7 p.m., guys. It's like six, 7 hours. Around 6 or 7 hours. And she sits back and she's like, work is love made visible. And cause she was like staring at this piece that she'd been working on, and she would use literally the smallest needle she could, on this piece. And it took so long. And she said, work is love made visible. And I was like, that's so beautiful. And we talked about it. And I don't know. And I was looking for poetry for this episode. It all aligned. And I wanted to do love poems. At first, my theme I wanted to do, which actually kind of makes sense that we're talking about the craft, because that is love. That's my expression of love. But I was looking for love poems, and I saw his name, and I was like, wow, I want to read like an excerpt from what Melanie was talking about. So without further ado, this is a little excerpt from On Work. Honestly, I would recommend if you're into, I want to say, okay, this is kind of a spiel, sorry guys, but I don't really believe in philosophy. I do, obviously, very philosophical person, but I think it all references, and it's all rooted in men, white men, and that's literally just one outlook into living. So I really can't believe in like traditional, you know, Western philosophy just because of that, because it's like you're not factoring in anyone else, so you're referencing other guys that are like you, bro, like you can't, who have the same like corporeal experience as you. We can't do that. But anyways, if you're into it, I would recommend reading it. It's probably worth it. Okay, this is what I have chosen from On Work by Khalil Gibran. 1923. Always you have been told that work is a curse and labor a misfortune. But I say to you that when you work, you fulfill a part of Earth's furthest dream, assigned to you when the dream was born. And in keeping yourself with labor, you are, in truth, loving life. And to love life through labor is to be intimate with life's inmost secret. And then this is a little bit, took a little bit out. You have been told also that life is darkness, and in your weariness you echo what was said by the weary. And I say that life is indeed darkness, save when there is urge. And all urge is blind, save when there is knowledge. And all knowledge is vain, save when there is work. And all work is empty, save when there is love. And when you work with love, you bind yourself and to one another. And what is it to work with love? It is to weave the cloth with threads drawn from your heart, even as your beloved, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. It is to build a house with affection, even as if your beloved were to dwell in that house. It is to sow seeds with tenderness and reap the harvest with joy, even as if your beloved were to eat the fruit. It is to charge all things you fashion with a breath of your own spirit, and to know that all the blessed, and to know that all the blessed dead are standing about you and watching. That is a bit from Onward by Khalil Gibran. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because I'm a really big intention. I love intention. Oh my gosh, guys. 14 listeners. I love to check my stats. I love to see how many people are listening. I want to see you guys. I want to interact. Guys, join the Spinatron chat. Chat with me on Spinatron. It's going to be cool. But yeah, I'm really big on intention. And I think it's said perfectly here that when you work with love, when you weave a cloth with threads drawn from your heart, as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. It's perfect. It's perfect. The craftsmanship. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Okay, so for this song, I have Things to Ponder While Falling by Sweet Trip. I love this song so much because the payoff. The beginning, for me at least, is a little bit harder to get through, less stimulating, but once you get to the payoff, it's wonderful. And I think that's how labor and work goes. So I thought it was quite fitting. All right, this is some Sweet Trip. I'll be back.
And with ease you'll find me detained.
Okay, thank you, sweet trip. That was Things to Ponder While Falling. The 2001 re-record. Okay, next I have some Lord Byron. A classic. I came back to the traditional love poem idea because that's what I wanted to do originally. And I thought the kind of gleeful vibe, this gleeful vibe of this poem went along with the end of Things to Ponder. So yeah, this is such a classic. I remember the first time I read this poem, it was in English class. I want to say like freshman year English class. And it opened my eyes. It really did. Even though at the time I didn't want to admit it. This is She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. Thus mellow to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face. Where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And so on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. And that is She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. A questionable one. Questionable. I remember questioning it. And I was like, why? I remember reading it. And my teacher was like, so how do you guys feel about this? And I think we were going over romantic poetry. And I was like, wow, that's pretty great. But is it? Is it really? I think it kind of scratches the surface, so to say. And with that in mind, so for the music that I chose for this section, it all came together. The way I do the episode is like when I hear a song, I add it to a playlist and I'm like, okay, I want to play this on Rhyme or Reason. And then as I hear songs, I just listen to music, new music, whatever, put it on the playlist. And then I take a look at the playlist and then I'm like, okay, what do I want to do for the poetry? And then it mixes and matches and comes together, and it all came together. So for the music for this one, I wanted it to be kind of the voice of the subject of Byron's poem. I wanted it to be the feminine response, perhaps, of his poem of like realness. I think why is it questionable? The answer to that is like a level of reality and realness. And the overarching question of how we view femininity in general and how it's kind of equated to perfection. And this isn't realistic, guys. Women are people. I don't want to sound woke or anything, but women have it hard. That is a Logan Paul reference. I'm really sorry about that. I instantly regretted it as soon as I started talking, but I knew I had to finish the reference. I had to. Okay, so without me saying anything else, we're going to listen to The Bell Jar by Chrissy and Sadness in the Air by Faye Webster. This is from her, like, 2014 album, Run and Tell. This is, like, her country album. I've played one of her like country songs on Rhyme or Reason before last semester, and it's really crazy because it's Faye Webster, but it's quite country. And guys, I have to listen to country once the sun comes out. I have to listen to like a little something with a little bit of twang. It has to have a little twang because the sun is out and the twang is out. All right, this is Bell Jar by Chrissy and then Sadness in the Air by Faye Webster.
Thank you. haven't forgotten him, but I'll push it down. The pain turns to emptiness. After a little while, my innocence, my need to make him proud is gone, buried because you've become my favorite distraction. Skinny, broken model, this sadness runs so deep that my feet can't reach the bottom. Bum, 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 bum. I never understood the importance of an empty conversation, but my head gets so loud, it's all
too much illusion.
too much losing. I am afraid what's going in. I hope that I live a life of the best. I hope that I live the life of the best.
Okay, thank you, Faye Webster and Chrissy. Welcome back, it's me again. Okay, next poem. I didn't have any more poetry for you guys, but I do now, so don't even worry about it, because I just found this. This is Recreation by Audre Lorde. I wanted to do some queer poetry, so here you are, I'm feeding you queer poetry. Coming together, it is easier to work after our bodies meet. Paper and pen, neither care nor profit, whether we write or not. But as your body moves under my hands, charged and waiting, we cut the leash. You create me against your thighs, hilly with images, moving through our word countries. My body writes into your flesh the poem you make of me. Touching you, I catch midnight. As moon fires set in my throat, I love you flesh into bloom, I made you, and take you made into me. Wow, that was Recreation by Audre Lorde. I honestly can grasp the feeling, but maybe not even have words to analyze this. It kind of is a, honestly, when I read it, I was like, wow, this is literally perfect. Because it talks about the craft, and it talks about love and the interconnectedness of these two things, which I don't quite yet understand, but I'm going to work on that, and I'll come back to you guys with an answer for that. So, for this section, I have Until You Come Back to Me by Aretha Franklin. I love Aretha Franklin. How can you have a radio show and not play Aretha Franklin? And then Still Cold by Cleo Soul. This is another one where there's payoff, there's payoff, there's payoff. The bass will come in. I promise you, the bass line will always come in. You just gotta wait. Okay, this is Aretha Franklin and Cleo Soul, our little soul portion of this episode.
Just to prove that my love is true. open up, baby. I'm going to rap on your door. Tap on you, tap on you, tap on you, tap on you in the pain. I'm going to rap on your door.
And I'm still cold, even in my home. I'll wrap up, but you still don't feel right. What is it you came for? 'Cause I don't wanna waste my time. What is it you long for? 'Cause I'm now 25 and the wind blows so cold, I feel it down my spine. Travel slowly, penetrates my mind. I'm still cold, even in your arms. I feel scared, 'cause I know you're
Clea Soul. Wonderful and beautiful, as always. One of my other goats, but she's not like, actually, she's, okay, she's not a goat, guys. She's not the greatest of all time, but she's like, she's up there, okay? She's up there. Alright, so for this last section, I'm just gonna do notebook time! I wish I had, oh my gosh, maybe I should like have a song for like when I do notebook time. A jingle. Maybe I should write a jingle for notebook time. Been looking through my notebook. And these two entries I wanted to read, this is actually from the week, the last week that I was, like, supposed to do Rhyme or Reason, and I thought it was fitting, and it's from the full moon, too, so wow, all of these things came together. At the top of the page, like a dog with a bone, I will bury you. March 3rd, Luna Llena, full moon. Sometimes I like to feel small, as if I would fit into a pocket. It leaves room for someone to pick me up, scoop food into my bowl, carry the weight. Like a little fawn, I can skip along with the path shoveled before me. I had something else to write, but I forgot. March 4th. She may flirt with you, but you will not take her charm. I don't want my art, me, to just be pretty. Pretty is a shell with nothing underneath. Beauty is depth. Trust in the future. Let it cook. You will remember to turn the stove off. Okay, those were my two entries. The last part's my favorite. Trust in the future. Let it cook. You will remember to turn the stove off. I think it's so true because it's okay. Like, don't worry. The heat's there. It's going to cook. And you're going to remember to take it off the heat. Don't worry. Let it cook. It's worth it. All right. I'm going to play That's My Floor by Magdalena Bay because I wanted to play this song. And I think it goes along with the carefree nature of my notebook. So here you go.
Disappear.
Alrighty, thank you, Magdalena Bay. So wonderful, so beautiful. That's my floor by Magdalena Bay for this last little part of this week's episode. I'm just going to read you guys a little something that I wrote last night, actually. I found my, I was cleaning last night and I found my notebook on the floor. It was like kind of underneath my bed. Because I like to keep things like on the edge. I love to sleep with my notebooks. I need to sleep with my notebooks. Something about it. They're like tucked in next to me, but sometimes they fall off. But it was like under my bed. And I was like, so this is just a little piece. I titled it right now, A Requiem to My Notebook. I missed you. I will miss you. When all of your pages have carvings of my insides. For now, though, we can continue our intimacy until you are covered and filled, unable to take in any more of me. And that's a requiem to my notebook. Y'all don't have an intimate relationship with your notebook the way I do. I'm sorry. That actually, sometimes I say stuff and I'm like, wow. Okay, sorry guys. Thank you so much for spending this time with me at 9 a.m. on a Friday, on this rainy Friday morning. It's such a pleasure, honestly an honor to start the day out for radio shows. So keep listening. There are awesome shows for the rest of the day. I know some of the DJs personally, so trust. It's verified. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. To take us out, we're going to listen to Magenta Mountain because I was thinking about that song and I haven't listened to it in a while and it's a really good one. Okay, thanks guys. I'll see you next. Yeah, I'll be here next week. I promise to be here next week. This is Magenta Mountain. Hey, also I wanted to say, if you guys need a break, take a break. There's a lot of pressure in our environment, the way we live, to be productive every day. And sometimes that quote-unquote productivity is letting yourself rest so you can come back with passion. That's my opinion on it, at least. If you don't want to create, if you feel like you can't create, if you feel like you can't produce, don't. Take a break. You so deserve it. Okay, this is Magenta Mountain by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
gentle mountain.